Yeah.
Just lost you rock and roll.
Podcast Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. And with me, as always, my two cohorts. That worked out really well. Jody Havnot.
Hi.
And Mr. Andrew Kiss.
Come on, Morty. Make up your mind.
Nice.
From Meatballs, yes. The greatest Bill Murray movie of all time.
Yeah, if you watch it now, it's not so much a rated PG movie.
No.
Nah.
It's one of the first movies I saw, actually. So it's my Grease 2, if you will.
I got you. I watched it recently. I watched it in April, and it was still good. No, it's terrible, actually. All right, so.
Oh, fuck you.
Okay, so thank you for listening to Podcast Rock City. If you guys don't know what we do here, we basically take news stories that involve the rock band Kiss.
Kiss.
And from the week before. Yes, and we discuss them this week. And we'll sometimes throw in little discussions on records and stuff like that. So last week was pretty cool. We did a Sweet 16 albums. It was basically like a basketball breakdown. And we talked about the news of the week, of course. And a ton of you listened, and we appreciate it. Okay, so happy Father's Day to you guys. We're recording.
Happy Father's Day to you.
Yes.
Happy Father's Day to you.
It's Sunday.
And Joey.
Father's Day, and so I'm making sure that I get that out there. Okay, so
to all those fathers out there.
Yes. Oh my God. Anyway, this is going to be an interesting show. I can tell you guys right now, so pay attention. All right, so if you want to message us, podcastrockcity1.
That's the number one.
@gmail.com. And always feel free to drop us a line on Facebook. We appreciate your listening, whatever. Anyway, so we decided this week to talk about a couple of things. The Kiss My Ass tribute album. And Ace did an interview, like a little short little video interview about his covers album, which I thought was pretty cool. Anyway, we'll start with the Kiss My Ass tribute album because Andrew, he's really never even heard it, and Jody and I hate it. So,
except for the Anthrax song.
Except for the Anthrax song. And you know, so
Yoshiki is the best thing on there, I think.
Yeah, and that's like that's the Black Diamond thing, right?
Yeah, awesome.
So let's start with the songs that they picked for bands to do, and then we'll get into who the hell the bands are.
What is it, the anniversary of Kiss My Ass or something?
Yeah, it was put out to celebrate the 20-year anniversary of Kiss. It was on the charts for 13 weeks, and it was gold. It went gold. So that doesn't necessarily suck, but...
So how is it? Is it, I guess, a compilation album? Is that how it's?
Yes, but
it's technically
like a tribute CD.
It's a tribute CD. They had a bunch of different artists get on there and record these songs.
But it's still technically it's in the Kiss catalog because I know a lot of tribute CDs aren't exactly in the band's catalog.
Right.
Yeah, this is like Kiss's version of.
Yeah, I think they put it out themselves.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And they picked.
So the songs were Deuce, Hard Luck Woman, She, Christine 16, Rock and Roll All Night, Calling Dr. Love, Going Blind, Strutter, Plaster Caster, Detroit Rock City, Black Diamond, and in some versions, Unholy, I think the German version.
Right.
Now, what we wanted to discuss was not necessarily who did them, but who we would have had do them.
Yeah, now, because I think that the people that, if you look at the list of bands that are on there, it's like a who's who of, like, cutout bin bands, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
well,
it's really just
bands that were popular in that moment, so Gene could get his credibility.
For some of them, okay? Mm-hmm. For some of them. Lenny Kravitz, he's legit. So so let's start with that. Deuce, Lenny Kravitz, and Stevie freaking Wonder. I'm like, what? I remember the first time I looked at that, I was like, is that a joke?
Right.
I think that Lenny Kravitz could have done the song just without Stevie Wonder.
Right. Didn't he? I think he just plays like harmonica at the end or something, right?
Yeah. But
just to have his name on the record, I think.
Yeah. But how the hell does that happen? Hey, Stevie, I know, you know, you want to do a, you want to do a Steve? Kiss song?
He's probably just like, check out this song in A flat, you know?
And he's like, oh, great. All right, give me a harmonica. I can smoke on that thing. It's just, I mean.
Lenny kind of gave it his treatment and made it kind of sound 70s funkish.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, he didn't ruin the song by any means.
Nah, but I've heard better covers.
Yeah, I have. And so let's pick a band apiece. If you could have, and I know, and this is really way off the top of our heads. We'll do our best to come up with some good ideas. But
now, what's the criteria for this? Does it have to be bands or artists from that time period, or can it be like anything?
Well,
goes?
Yeah, I would say it would have to be. All right, so Deuce is the first song. Lenny Kravitz did it. With Stevie Wonder, I would have loved. I'll tell you what. I would have had Wasp do it.
Ooh. Yeah, that'd be interesting. That's It's hard to sing like Gene Simmons back in the day like that.
Yeah, but if anybody could pull it off, it would be
right.
Blackie Lawless.
What about you guys?
Oh, you just got to be.
Yeah, I always love that song, "Blind in Texas."
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, it's a good song.
From, like, this came out in, what, 94?
Yeah.
So it was, like, the grunge era. What about if, like, Vedder had sang it? Pearl Jam were Kiss fans, so they probably should have been on this record. I don't know why they weren't.
I feel feeling good.
That sounds awesome. It actually came out today in 94.
Yeah. You know, I was watching this Pearl Jam interview, and at different points in the interview, all the different guys were talking about Kiss and, like, Mike McCready, their guitar player, whole reason he plays music is because of Kiss. And, like...
that's true.
Matt Cameron said that he, you know, the drummer, he was in Soundgarden as well, you know.
Uh-huh.
He was saying that he saw Gene get his hair set on fire in 77 at Anaheim, which was cool.
Did you guys see that he did it the other day?
I heard about it. I didn't see it.
He caught his hair on fire, and his rig didn't work when he went to fly.
Did he give the whole, like, speech about 40 years and all
get
that?
Get me out of here!
No, he kept... as they were taking the rig off of him, he kept going, "All right, let's go! Let's go!" It's like...
Yeah.
And then finally, I guess... I mean, you know, Eric Singer wasn't prepared. He was sitting there going, "What the hell? Gene ain't flying."
You know, they risked their lives for you.
I'd like to see
40
like,
years
Paul start like I know like Tommy would have like a really worried look on his face, but Paul would just be like flicking pics at him if it took like 20 minutes to get him down.
That'd be awesome.
Gene Simmons pinata.
There's a market for that. You just gave somebody $1 million, Jody.
It's a great idea. Everyone loves candy.
So Andrew, who would you have had do Deuce?
Probably Testament.
Yeah,
I totally hear Chuck Billy wailing on that.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
Although late 90s didn't have Alex Skolnick in Testament. But still, yes, Testament.
Yeah, And I like Alex Skolnick was the man.
He's one of my favorite guitarists.
All right, so what's next? Hard Luck Woman, Garth Brooks. I'm not going to complain about that song. I mean, he basically did it.
His facial expression is just... like distracted me.
If you watch him on the
lie.
Tonight
he just,
Show,
it looks like he has the runs.
I think he should have done it as Chris Gaines or whatever.
Ah, yeah, his alter ego.
Right.
That's awesome.
The rocker him.
I hear that he may still bring that character back.
That's insane.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. How did the record do? You know, obviously he's a Kiss fan. He wanted to have that alter ego just like Kiss did.
Right.
You know, and he did it, you know, and a lot of people don't even know it happened. You know?
I remember it being like a big deal and like a lot of jokes were made, you know what I mean?
I mean, there was a
only reference for that comes from Family Guy.
There's a backstory, man. There's like a whole backstory and it's like, I don't know, it's really very interesting. I would have left Garth Brooks doing it.
Not me, man.
Who would you do?
I would try to get like Rod Stewart just to, you know.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
I mean, that was the whole idea behind it,
right? In the first place, yeah.
So it would have been like full circle. Would have been cool. What do you think, Andrew?
Well, I like, I don't know if he was around at that time, like, making music, because I don't know when the White Stripes started, but I can totally hear Jack White singing this song.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little... I don't think they were around, but that's out there.
So it doesn't meet the criteria. I really am blanking on someone else singing that.
Stewart's the best choice.
Yeah, Rod Stewart's
fuck
the best
Tony choice. Bennett. I'd fucking love to hear Tony Bennett.
Yeah, that would
Hard
be
Hard Luck awesome. Woman, what a great, great, great song.
All right. We all agree that She by with Anthrax doing it's really great. The video is always good, too.
I don't remember the video.
No, there's on the Kiss My Ass VHS or DVD.
I have that.
Yeah, it shows them in the studio.
Oh, okay.
It shows them in the studio, and it's really cool because Gene and Paul are in there with them. And if you watch it, it's almost like one of the guys in Anthrax is imitating Paul, and then Paul is imitating them by, you know, that little Anthrax like run that they do.
Yeah, like the
it's like War skipping. Dance. Yeah. It's he's doing that, you know. And I always thought, wow, that's really cool, yeah. Man. You know, they're all friends. Everybody knows that. They hosted a Headbangers Ball years ago, and they did apparently they owned like a comic shop at the time, and in it was a Kiss pinball machine, and they did a lot of it standing next to the pinball machine, which was pretty interesting.
That's pretty cool.
Let's see. Christine 16, freaking Gin Blossoms. I couldn't tell you a Gin Blossom Ooh. Song. Exactly.
I like the Gin Blossoms.
Okay, I don't know if that was a joke or not.
I'm serious. I think they wrote some good songs as far as all that like 90s ick goes.
Okay, so can you tell me a song or two by them?
Like that. You've heard Hey Jealousy, I'm sure.
Okay. All right. Yes, I did know that song.
I mean, that was a hit. They had a couple other good ones. Follow You Down was pretty cool. I don't know. As far as like pop radio of the 90s, I liked those guys a little bit. I mean, I didn't like buy their record, but I thought they were pretty good at their craft. But I didn't really like, care for their version of Christine 16, though, at all.
You know, I was just like,
I think the music sounded pretty good, but I don't know, man. Like, Kiss just bringing in all these bands like that. I think they should have brought... There was, like, a ton of bands that were professing their love for Kiss at the time. Like, Alice in Chains, Pearl Jam, you know, and yeah, I guess maybe they were too big for it, or they did. I don't know if they were asked or not, but...
Or maybe grunge didn't hit as, like, its, like, peak yet. Like, maybe it was still... Because I know it wasn't like Alice in Chains was on... Thrash of the Titans, and that was what 1990 or 91. So they weren't super big until, well, I guess in 94
they won. By 91 they were huge.
They were huge.
So I don't know why Gene wouldn't have him on there.
Yeah,
because I doubt they'd say no too if like the whole reason they play music was because of Kiss.
Yeah, that's weird. But Christine 16, you know, that's one of those songs you got to have the right person doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so who would you go with from the era then? I mean, that's a tough one.
I don't know, man. Maybe Poison?
They really? Could do. I could hear that.
Well, like, I guess so.
Yeah, because it's like campy enough for corny-ass Brett Michaels.
Yeah, but I mean, why didn't they have Poison on this freaking album?
Because they're not cool. Grunge. Anything 80s is not cool.
Except Anthrax, because they were heavy.
Yeah, that's true.
They were like more like thrash than hair bands that were already like exterminated at the time. That's why I don't understand how Extreme squeaked in, you know?
Yeah.
Well, they're a hair band that's, like, not really a hair... I don't know.
We'll get to that when we get to it.
Yeah. You know, I remember seeing a list on that VHS of the making of the record and stuff. They had some really cool video on that. And then even Jackal was on there.
Really?
Yeah. I can't remember the song off the top of my head that it said that they had done or were going to. Apparently, they had a list. You know, they show the list. And I remember seeing Jackal, and I was like, man, they would have been another good band to have on there because.
What song would they have done, you think?
I don't know, man. But I could definitely see them do Calling Dr. Love or something like that.
Yeah. I was thinking more like something like. Let Me Go Rock and Roll or
something.
Something more just like
straight ahead rock.
Yeah, like AC/DC kind of.
Yeah. All right, so let's see. Gin Blossoms was Christine 16.
Well, you didn't get mine.
Yeah, and who would you pick?
The Bangles.
Are there really no girls on this record?
I don't think there are.
They missed the boat there, didn't they?
Yeah, because that was the era where like women rock was like super popular.
Yeah, man, they missed the boat.
Alanis said,
"Are you making that noise as in like she's hot?"
Like,
or
no, just
oh, I'm sure it
like
was
woman.
Worse.
No, I mean like all four like women rock, but just that's the first thing that popped in my head was Alanis Morissette. Just oh no.
It was bad here, but you're from Canada, so I'm sure it was really rough on you.
Yeah.
God.
Oh, my gosh.
Since he's Canadian-ish. Anyway, all right, let's move forward because the next one is awful. Toad the Wet Sprocket. Toad the...
Ooh.
Exactly. Toad the Wet Sprocket doing rock and roll all night. It's like...
That was just like the obligatory, let's see just how far away from the real version we can get, you know?
Yeah, I mean, there were a lot of bands they could have had on here that were... Look, if they would have... They could have, maybe, just by taking... I know that grunge was becoming really huge at this point, you know? Or it was already big, actually.
Yeah, it was like already on the decline in a lot of ways.
But they could have gone and grabbed, you know, bands that were popular just a year before, 2 years before grunge really snuck in there, you know, and did this album with nothing but those guys, and it would have sold because people would have been happy to have their fate. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I think their whole trip was they wanted to like present Kiss to like all these new alternative kids, right?
Yeah, but at the same time I go, who wants that? Sure, it went gold, but, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one of those records in the catalog that's just more or less a throwaway as a whole.
You're very mm-hmm. It's very confusing. Toad the Wet.
There's nothing really on it that I would go and be like, man, I need to pull that out because I really need to hear this version.
Yeah, you know,
except for that Black Diamond thing. That's the only thing on there, really.
And Rock and Roll All Night. I don't even have to pick a band for that. It could have been anybody. You know,
David Lee Roth.
Yeah,
even the old Poison version's better than this one.
Yeah. What happened to, you know, having, man, any of those guys? Shit.
And you're like, no Sebastian on here? What
yeah, now
hell?
See, that was, you know, I was going to be
because
a Blaster
Caster.
You know, I was going to say that, you know, I was going to pick some Skid Row for later.
So they did that great Come On and Love Me back in the day.
Yeah, it was a B-side, you remember?
Yeah, they also did Psychotherapy by the Ramones.
Yeah, there's a video. Well, didn't Rachel sing that?
Yeah,
I
man,
think so.
Talk about a band with great influences.
Yeah, man. That's a great band that could have done some Kiss on the damn Kiss tribute album. No, they failed. Instead, they got Dinosaur Jr.
I don't mind Dinosaur Jr., though.
Never heard
of it. It's one of the better versions on here, and I actually like some other actual records, even.
It just seems...
It's just the music sounds great, but his delivery's just... It sounds too much like him and not enough like Gene. That's my opinion of it.
Yeah.
Because he's got this thing that he does. Like, Jay Mascis is, like, this kind of really laid back. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it seems like we're really kind of, like, abandoning this who could do it, you know, better, you know, kind of thing. But, we could come up with, I mean, if we were to write our own list of, you know, bands to have, we could come up with something that I would imagine it would even sell better.
Most likely. I don't know. Those tribute albums, they're always... None of them have really, like, wowed me, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, look at here. You got Calling Dr. Love, done by Shandy's Addiction. I don't even know what that is.
It's like Maynard from Tool and a couple people. And it's horrible.
Really?
It's terrible.
I mean, I remember hearing it, and I was talking about the band, so I have no idea.
It was like a they just got together and did it, but it was like, it's Maynard that's singing it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Then Strutter is Extreme.
The one, like, band that doesn't fit the bill with the rest of these people. And I think it's horrible. I don't know, man. It's just terrible, dude. That's all I could say about it.
It's like...
why would you make it like that? It just doesn't make sense to me. Oh, let's turn it into some, like, cheesy late 80s white boy funk. It's horrible.
Yeah. I mean, once again, I could have picked a band, Strutter. I would have had
anybody could do it better than
it.
This.
You know,
Somebots, anyone, man. Even the Donna's version's better than this.
Yeah, the Donna's. Yeah, why didn't they just slap that on there?
The quite
movie
known yet?
Yeah, then and the they did it later too, right?
Right.
That was for the
Detroit
Rock City.
Long ago, man. I have a 45, a split with them, and I think the Ghoulies. But anyway, they do Speeding Back to My Baby.
Really?
It's really, it rips, dude. It's pretty good. They also have done Too Fast for Love, Motley Crue, and that sounds really good too.
Yeah, that's another one of those bands that's really good and could have been
on. Yeah, Motley could have been on here.
Motley!
They should have been...
what the hell? And look, there's some other tribute band, you know, tribute albums out there when you look at them. You know, it's like somebody, you know, really went out and tried.
Right.
You know.
The one that Mitch made was pretty good.
Mitch LaFon, yeah, he put that together to raise money for cancer, right? Or not to get cancer, but to cure it.
Right.
But, and his was really good.
Better than this one, I'd say. But in general, I don't know, man. And it's weird because I do Kiss covers for fun.
Yeah. But you should have had Jody fucking Havnot on there.
I don't think ours would have. I don't know. Ours are too much like. We try to just do it the way they are. And I think they were trying to go for, like, different versions other than the Anthrax. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, let's see.
I think that the Lemonheads Plaster Caster sounded all right.
That sounded okay.
I guess just all of us Kiss freaks. I mean, I bought it. But, I mean, enough people bought it that it went gold. But it's just...
I'm surprised that song even made it on there. Not that I think it's a bad song, just not very popular.
I always wondered if, Plaster Caster being on there was kind of why they brought it back on the convention tour and eventually Unplugged, you know?
Right.
Could be.
And Going Blind as well, you know?
Yeah.
And Christine 16.
Yep, they did that too. Then
Hard Luck Woman.
Yeah, really?
They even brought back Rock and Roll All Night because, you know, they didn't play that a lot.
Right. That's funny.
Right.
All right, so Detroit Rock City by the Boss Tones.
Same sentiment, man. Just next.
Next.
You know?
And then your Yoshiki.
See, when I listen to that Yoshiki, man, it's like there's this inherent power in the arrangement of that particular song.
Yoshiki?
That you don't really hear when Kiss does it, but when you hear it in all its grandeur of like this big orchestra, it's like magnificent, you know what I mean? That's just how I feel about it. I love that version. I just think it's, I don't know, man. I love it. It's great.
This album actually reached 19 on Billboard 200.
Yeah, I saw that on the Wikipedia. I don't believe that, man.
You're calling BS. Bullshit. It didn't.
I mean, think about it. At the time, I don't know. That's like Pearl Jam, Nirvana, and all that stuff was going on. I just can't see
Garth
having
Brooks
a top 20.
Garth Brooks was huge, too, and he did... what show did he do?
Hard Luck Woman. He did the Tonight Show.
Yeah, I saw him do it live but on TV, but still. 19. Back then, people were selling millions of records still.
Yeah, it probably went to 19 like the first week, you know.
Maybe.
Everybody went out
Maybe.
And bought it, and on the mainstream rock tracks, Deuce went to 11.
Yeah, see, I don't know if I believe that either. I never heard that song on the radio.
On the Hot Country singles tracks, Hard Luck Woman went to 67, which sounds more right. Top 40 mainstream, 26.
I don't know.
All right, I'm tired of this crappy album. Let's talk about something. Right. Let's talk about Ace Frehley, Spaceman. Right?
Space Ace.
Space Ace. He did an interview at the Download Festival where basically he talked about his
covers record.
Yeah, new covers record, and even said that he's working on a studio album. You know, and the questions were good. The guy actually, you know, he wasn't afraid to say, you know, he asked about, you know, Kiss songs they did and
he pronounced his name properly.
Yeah, he said Frehley. I noticed that right off the bat. That's funny. It's almost like Ace went, it's Frehley, not Frehley.
Totally.
Anyway, so of course he said that he was going to do a Stone song.
Which one do you think he's going to do?
I don't know.
I was trying to think about that myself. I think he's going to end up doing I bet you he's going to end up doing Street Fighting Man.
That would be good.
Yeah, that's just my prediction. So, what's yours?
I don't really have one.
Jumpin' Jack Flash.
He could do Jumpin' Jack Flash and make it his own.
Start me up.
Yeah. I mean, really, it's Ace. He could do whatever he wants. And then he said that he was going to even do a couple of Kiss songs that he didn't sing vocals on.
Yeah, Parasite.
Yeah.
What else?
Strange Ways, maybe.
I think he said Cold Gin.
Yeah. That would be cool to have.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. If I was Ace, I would just leave that stuff alone.
Yeah, move forward.
It's like Hollywood redoing old movies. It's just like, dude, come up with something new.
And then, you know, he basically he said that it was cool for him to get back into the Spaceman persona, you know.
Oh, yeah, for Space Invader.
Yeah, even though I don't wear the makeup anymore. He was like, you know, and I'm like, yes, we know. So Ace Frehley's new album, if you know, it's going to be all covers, and then there's another studio album. So he says he's already working on it. You know, I don't want to hear any space genre songs, though. You know what I mean? I feel like he's played that out.
I do too, man. I mean, it's. It's different. Like, if you look at his solo record, like, what is it, Snowblind?
Yeah.
Lost in Space. I mean, that's cool, but you don't have to call the whole song, you know,
you don't always
space
have to
this.
Give it up for Space Invader.
Right.
You know, even the one song he did, you know, Into the Void and...
Yeah, that was Gene's doing, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he just should just rock out and just... write what he's feeling rather than trying to write to a specific character.
Yeah, Ace, I know you're listening.
Yeah.
Rock for us, man. Just rock. If you need some riffs, you can call us. We got you.
Got you covered in riffs, man.
I got you covered in riffs. No problem. Anyway, all right. So Ace has got a new album out. This week, we figured out two things. One, we're excited about Ace new stuff, and B, we hated Kiss My Ass.
That one hasn't held up at all.
It has not held up. All right, so let's move forward. We did not get a question from any soldiers this week for our
Ask
Android
question. You know, I'm not surprised, you know, because I know that there's a lot of soldiers that listen. But, you know, I'm imagining that the chances that they get to write somebody, they write family.
Right.
After we put the show out, I was like, I'm probably not going to get anything. It's probably going to be really hard for them to write us because every second they have, you know, that's free, I'm imagining they're dealing with their own families. But so we decided to do – last week I asked Andrew a question. And this week, I think Andrew wants to ask Jody one. All right, what do we want to do there?
What? No, I don't have a question. I was just...
Okay, so Jody wants
Jody's
to ask.
All right, but first of all, before we get into this, even though we might ask for a military question, we still want the regular questions, too, out there, people.
Keep them
coming.
Drop us a line.
But we just think it might be cool every once in a while to just see where... Because you get these Podomatic results and stats, and it's like, you know, there's 10 downloads from Japan. Let's see if we can connect with these people, right?
Right.
So anyways, but we still want all the regular questions. So don't just, because we ask for military, that doesn't mean that you can't write us one, all right?
It doesn't even have to be a KISS question. It could be, what's my ideal Sunday afternoon?
Yes.
What long walk on the beach.
Anyway, all right, so let's go ahead with our Ask Andrew question, but it's from Jody Havnot from St. Louis, Missouri. Hi, Jody.
Greetings from St. Louis, Missouri. Hi.
Hey.
So anyways, I don't really have a question, but let me think of something.
Oh, I thought you had.
No, I said I could think of something.
Sure.
If you could delete one KISS record from the catalog, excluding Kiss My Ass.
Nah! Right?
That's too obvious.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't affect anything, no butterfly effect, none of that kind of stuff. It just wouldn't exist. What's it going to be, buddy?
Sonic Boom.
There you go.
That's pretty easy.
He didn't even have to think about it.
As far as I'm concerned, it doesn't really exist.
All right. Yeah. All right. How about original
like
lineup?
KISS record?
Original lineup record.
Oh, there you go. Make it a little more interesting.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, just in general, it would be like Crazy Nights, but for like original lineup, oof. Please don't hate me. Unmask.
The original lineup, though. I mean, no Peter.
Oh, shit. I thought you meant just like...
Yeah, Mask gets saved, Joe.
Oh, yes. Just with anything? Okay, so even Dynasty... Well, no, actually, so like,
basically
Dynasty,
all,
but like...
All the way through the solo records, I guess.
Oh, fuck, then Peter Criss solo.
Okay, well then, you know,
well,
Kiss
there you
the
go.
Love Gun, damn it. What do you got?
Fuck, Kiss...
Just keep whittling it down until Hotter Than Hell disappears. I'm just kidding.
I guess
that's funny.
Really, probably Love Gun itself.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, it's got great tracks on there, but it's got fucking Then She Kissed Me.
Don't hate all the girl groups.
I like the original, but, like, why is Kiss doing it?
Because it had Kiss in the title. It was...
Hooligan is all right, but like I'm not saying they're bad songs, but if you're making me choose for the fucking greats,
right.
I think that's like the weakest batch of songs, in my opinion.
I'm going to go ahead and end this nightmare. All right, thank you guys for listening. Jody, do you have anything to add?
I'd say, hey, if you made it this far, thanks for listening, man.
Yes, and Mr. Andrew Kiss.
The same way, if this is your last listen, then I'm sorry.
Don't forget to listen to all of our favorite podcasts, of which you will hear commercials in Count It Down With Me, boys. Three, two, one.
Peace.
Greetings from Jindal Kiss Army. Strange Ways Podcast is having a rock and roll party and you are invited. Right. Tune in and hang out with your Kiss Army bros where they celebrate and discuss the gods of thunder. Kiss. You can find the Earth versions on Podomatic, iTunes, Facebook, and Stitcher. Just Google us.
Yes.
Thanks for listening and remember to eat it like a piece of cake.
Wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world.
Kiss!
It's your place for all things Kiss and some. For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
This is a really big moment.
Hi, I'm Cassius Morris, host of KISS podcast, Creatures of the Net.
Our show content includes current events of the hottest band in the land, exclusive interviews, and the trials and tribulations of being a KISS fan. You can check out our show at www.creaturesofthenet.com and on Facebook or Twitter. And if you don't know the website name by now,
well, you better f***ing learn it!
We'll see you here.
History Science Theater, the most civilized.
Yeah. Oh, f***. Oh, f***, Lee. Come on.
Respectful.
Just imagine G with like a washed up bass. Boom, 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 boom.
And serious.
No, wait.
Excuse me, Bob. You're going to come over and do my album.
KISS Podcast on the web. History Science Theater. We bust balls because we care.
Hey, everybody, I'm Aaron.
And I'm Chris.
And we're from the Decibel Geek Podcast. And if you love this...
then you'll love us.
That's right. Brand new episode every single Monday. You can find us on iTunes and at decibelgeek.com. And the best thing is, it's rock and roll, and it's always free.
It's time for some cheap talk. You're listening to Trick Chat.
Their mommy's all right. Their daddies are all right. They just seem a little weird. They even got their KISS records out. This is Ken from the PodKISS. Join me, Matt, Andrew, and BJ as we talk about four great guys and three great chords. Cheap Trick. If you're a KISS fan, chances are you checked them out. So please check out our show, Cheap Talk with Trick Chat, available for now in the PodKISS feed.
Keep cheap tricking.
Someone, somewhere, is needing to hear from you. Someone needing to know that you care. Care enough to give the gift of PodKISS. Tell a friend about PodKISS today. Download us on iTunes, friend us on Facebook, and rock your ass out. PodKISS.
That's a picture of Joseph KISS Sr., who came up with the vision of KISS in 1753. Right, Joseph KISS.
That's, of course, a picture of him without makeup.
That's right, Mr. Joseph KISS Sr.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you like metal, punk rock, hardcore, and cracking jokes about being a fan? Yes? Then check out Music the Lifeblood, the podcast that goes deep into the core of being a fan with new music from badass bands, band and genre discussions, along with in-depth interviews from some of punk, metal, and hardcore's titans. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, Tumblr, and Facebook. Something old, something new, what are you listening to?
Music, the lifeblood. Baby, you know it's only you and me, and as far as I'm concerned, that's all.